I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Postcards from the Edge. Welcome to Series 2 of Postcards from the Edge, a podcast where every week I'll be Zooming, is that a word, with some amazing guests to chat about life, love, family, and all the other little things that basically drive them and me to the edge. But more importantly, we'll be chatting to them about their coping mechanisms and how they de-stress, unwind, and learn to take life a little bit less seriously. We all know that I definitely need help in that category. So, without further ado, let's get straight to it, shall we? This week, my guest is the fitness empire empress, the incredible Jillian Michaels. Jillian's fitness DVDs are the highest-grossing, best-selling home workouts in history. I know I had a copy. She is also the author of 8, yes, I said 8, New York Times best-selling books, host of the Apple Award-winning podcast, Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels, and now the fitness app, which is the top-rated diet exercise app for women. Wow, I think I just pulled a muscle reading all of that. Jillian joined me for chat about fitness, obviously, family, and a whole load of other stuff in between. Here it is, ready to flex.
Postcards from the Edge. And now I want to introduce you to the amazing Jillian Michaels. Welcome. I am so friggin' excited to have you. I can't even tell you. I kind of was like surprised that you said yes, because you're like so amazing. And I was like, yes. I was just bowled over because I've been a fan of yours for so long. And I just look up to you. If I think about someone in the fitness wellness space, I would say as a woman, you are the name that pops up at the top of the list for me. 100%.
You're so sweet. I love doing really authentic stuff like this because A, it's fun. It's a great conversation with people who are really cool, but B, you're not on guard. Like, someone's not trying to trick you or cut up your audio or make you seem like you're something you're not. And it's just a very authentic form of media, in my opinion, that I enjoy.
Yeah, I like it because it's just like you said, it's an organic conversation. Like, we'll very start much. Talking about something. I don't know where this is going to end up. We're just going to roll with this. I feel like perfect. I have like 18,000 questions for you, and we maybe only get through like one, or I don't even ask any of them because we end up talking about celebration cake and I don't know, blisters. I don't know. We'll get there.
My experience with blisters is somewhat limited, but I have had one or two, so I'll do my best.
Okay, no, we don't have to talk about blisters. We don't have to talk about, by the way, good, yeah. I love, here's something. Okay, a couple of things. Okay, I am an LA local like you.
I moved. I left.
You moved?
I'm out, homie.
Where'd you go? You know what? Shit. I wish we'd had this conversation because we debated that. We debated doing it.
It's heaven.
You're born and raised like I am here, right?
I sure am, which says a lot. I couldn't have even envisioned living anywhere else until the end of 2020. Then I was like, okay, we got to get out of here. Like, I can't. And everyone I know is still in flux all over the country. It's crazy.
This is what, well, like but I wish we'd done your thing because we actually debated Miami and I was like, I don't know, Florida. I don't know if I'm
Florida. I love it. It's
really? What do you love about it? I feel like this is now going to become like a relocation program. No, but I really want to know, because, you know, we moved to Switzerland in the pandemic.
That's awesome. I mean, no,
I think Miami's more fun. I think the first bits, we kind of fell in love with like living up a mountain and just being out in open space and green. Cause like you were the same. We were in LA. It was fucking scary. Shit was on fire. You know, it was like the National Guards were on the street. Like we weren't leaving our house. We were like, what are we doing here? Like we don't have to be here, you know? And it was that real kind of, you know, it's like this program, it's interesting because this podcast was really, this next season is all about what takes you to the edge.
Yes.
And the list is fucking long, by the way.
And
this was like, for me, this was a big impetus about talking about this because the pandemic was such an edge for all of us and got us, it like shook up our reality like a snow globe. And so like,
that's a great analogy. I use it all the time with regard to people in transition. I'm like, literally this thing threw everything into the air like a snow globe and people are still falling. You know, they're still kind of landing.
We're like flex trying to, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
I still feel like I'm landing. You know, I kind of, it's like you became untethered from the ground. Yes. It's like, you know, that thing when you're like, kind of, when you get depressed, and you kind of feel like you can't touch the ground. You're like not grappled onto anything. Like you're 100%. Almost sliding.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. And I wonder when I'm going to like feel the ground again.
I totally understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
You get it, right?
I do. 100%. I've had that feeling a few times in my life. Not often, because I've been very fortunate to find what I love early in life and organically. But when that feels unstable, and you know, then your living situation is unstable or your family situation is unstable. And I've had each one of those three things be unstable in my life. And it's deeply unsettling.
Because even though the conscious state of you knows that at some point this will resolve or this too shall pass or things do cycle, the emotional part of you is so vulnerable and doesn't know when it's actually going to end or if it does. And you get that like complete doubt, insecurity that it never will. Like it's that battle against the self-talk of this is it. And that's a really hard voice, right?
Oh my God. I was watching, have you started watching this show on HBO? It's called Winning Time.
Oh,
so obsessed. Good.
I'm so good. Wait. Don't even tell me what happened this past Sunday. Cause I'm now one episode, but I literally love it.
Okay. So I can't remember what episode this is in. I won't tell you what happened, but the guy who plays Jerry Buss, who
yes.
his name
oh my
is
God, John C. Riley. John
thank
C.
Riley.
Thank
you. Oh my God.
Who's amazing.
Thank you. Okay. He is talking about all the shit that has gone wrong for him, right? He's like, this went wrong and this went sideways.
I know the moment.
Yes. And he goes, bottom line is I'm due. Like I'm a numbers guy.
I love that line.
Cycle back around. And I was like,
I love that line.
Yes.
I love that you cited that.
Like, you said it. Has his day, dude.
It made me feel good. Cause like, I've been going through like right now, I've been going through this thing. This is like later down question. I've been going through this really kind of gnarly hip injury. So I'm in love, you know, fitness is my therapy, my happy place, my rhythm, my structure. It's like when the pivots are happening or we meet the edge or fall off the edge, it's how I regroup.
And you have control over something. Absolutely.
Something. And like the endorphin, just the totally. I think it's just the reset in my brain. It's being present. It's connecting with myself. It's all those things. And in the past 2 years, I've had two really nasty injuries. And this one, it came out of nowhere in December. And I have something called, I have hip tendonitis, but hip capsulitis, which is like frozen shoulder.
Oh, I know exactly what that is.
You know what it is? In the hip. Yep.
You got to chill out. That's what
I know.
You
that's let exactly
settle down
what I,
mm-hmm. and do nothing with it. No more squatting, no more lunging.
Exactly.
Calm down. And then once you're out of that acute phase, then you need to see a corrective ex, a physical therapist, and they can start showing you how to move differently. So you're not aggravating it and irritating it. But right now, dude, it's like acupuncture, ice.
That's what I've been doing.
Foods.
I did cortisone.
Chill.
I've been doing shockwave. I'm not into the cortisone thing. I'm not into the cortisone.
But did it help you? It doesn't often. Okay, perfect. Then you know what? I've had an injury and I did epidurals, same thing. And it did help me. So if it's helping you and it's calming it down, that's what you want. And then you got to do the other stuff on top of it.
I know.
You can't say, I feel better.
No. I've been doing like acupuncture. Perfect. I've been doing shockwave therapy, EMTT, massage, foam rolling. It's like my new best friend, the foam roller. You know, but it's frustrating because it's been like 5 months and I'm doing nothing. And it's been so hard. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was actually going to ask him, like, have you, because I'm like, sure. And, you know, like they kind of traced it back to, I've got hypermobility syndrome and it's just overuse. Do you know what I mean? You're like, fuck all those Barry's bootcamp classes and SoulCycle. Like, what a dick. Like, I thought I was doing something good and I was just making it all bad, you know, and you kind of. It's totally humbling and it's super frustrating. And I know that I just have to chill. And funnily enough, it's kind of like being kind to yourself versus others is like the hardest thing. And being actually not exerting energy and not doing anything is harder than doing the hardest workout. So I've been in that cycle right now. And I was going to ask you, like, have you, because obviously you're so active, you're so fit, you're so high intensity, like, you must have had an injury that sidelined you. Like you have to have. It's impossible. If you haven't, I'm literally coming to your house and extracting your DNA and injecting it in my body. Like, what have you done?
I'm going to tell you two things. There's a great book that Tony Robbins just wrote. And I actually just interviewed him on my podcast about the book. Get it. It's called Life Force. And it's all about, it's fantastic. And it's all about cutting edge medicine that allows us to rehabilitate and heal quickly. Mind you got to stop doing all that compulsive stuff you're doing, but
yes,
it's a great book. Get it. Highly okay, recommend.
I'm getting it.
If Tony hadn't written it, it would have been the book I wanted to write next. And
can we just plagiarize it and put your name on it?
I know, right? I wish that I could, but I just said it out loud, so I think I'm screwed now. We'll edit it out.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Great book next year.
Life Force by Jillian Michaels. Everyone order it. See, it has a nice ring to it. Has a really nice ring.
So get it.
Okay, I'm gonna get it.
Have I had an injury? Yes. Funnily enough, so Tony was talking to me about it because he had a really bad snowboarding fall, and was in agony with his shoulder, rotator tear, and just a mess. So he, you know, nerve pain, the whole thing. So he wrote this book. Last year, I had an injury. I fell off of a horse when I was, 32, dislocated my shoulder, slab tear, infraspinatus tear, supraspinatus tear. And to be honest with you, I was just so good at I'm like an asshole. Don't worry, I'm gonna be humbled in 2 seconds.
No, you can be an asshole.
In 2 seconds, I'm going to be humble.
Okay. No, tell me.
So understanding of that injury, because I owned a sports medicine facility when I was 27 years old. So I knew what was going on, I knew how to treat it, I didn't have surgery on it, I knew how to rehabilitate it. And surgery is really iffy on the shoulder. It's a 6-month recovery. You don't know how it's going to turn out. So I kind of didn't have any other option. And I have a limited range of motion, but not hugely. Sometimes it aggravates me if I'm stupid. Like, you know, the stupid Instagram stuff of like when you're in a handstand and you're showing people you take your shirt off and I'm stupid.
Right.
Like
how
that.
Cool you are. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably shoulder bows, middle finger. Fuck you. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You
that's
can't
the
do
moment.
That, right. You yeah. know, go on that. And I learned that lesson. So for the most part though, I've always known like extreme fitness, what I've always said stuff like CrossFit that, you know, without a perfect coach that doesn't program recovery and has a lot of repetitive motion, too much stress is too much stress. Not to say that CrossFit with a great coach can't be great. It's just a lot
you have
of time.
To be doing it perfectly and not overdo
it's
it.
Way too aggressive and intense right. without a genius. Handling that programming. So anyway, bottom line is people get really aggressive and they think more is more and they're type A, right? And they're like, I'm going to do more. I'm going to find the exact, right? I get it. They're
raising my hand in that class.
And they end up sustaining an overuse injury, a stress fracture, tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, bones.
All of that. I've had all of those.
Exactly. I never had any of it. No, oh. Not a thing, because number one, I actually hate working out and I know how to do it.
Really? Oh my God. I'm literally digging deep so hard into that statement. We're going to lean into that.
I hate it.
We're leaning in. I love that. By the way, that might be my favorite fact about you. Like, I love it. Like, I love that.
Never a moment where I'm like, ooh, yes, I'm loving this pain.
I just said that to someone. I was doing an interview myself and I was like, I just want people to know that I have a very passive aggressive relationship with fitness because I fucking hate to do it. I love afterwards, and about 15 minutes into it, I surrender. But when I wake up in the morning, it's oh fuck, I've got to do that shit. Oh. I love that you, Jillian Michaels, has just said that you fucking hate it too. I literally, like, I'm putting a sticker on my like chest here. Like, I'm in like biggest fan club that you just said that.
Well, like, I just don't get the runner's high. I don't get it. I feel nauseous. My legs burn. It hurts. There's never a moment where I kind of push past that pain. And every moment I'm like, oh fuck, man. Like,
I love it. Oh my God. I love it. Literally, like, you know that emoji with like hearts in the eyes? That's what's happening for me right now with you talking.
Ever, right? So it's always been hard for me. In that it's hard, I learned how to do it very, very efficiently and how to control other aspects of my health to be able to get in fantastic shape. So there was never that desire to train so hard and aggressive.
Where you like fucked it up with overuse.
Bingo. So not only did I know better, I didn't want to do it anyway.
That's brilliant.
Now, this is where it gets really, really fun. So last year, last summer, actually, right around May, I went running into the bathroom to tell my fiance that Ethereum had crossed, I think it was 3,000 at the time. And I was super excited because I had gotten into crypto before it completely crashed again. And
that real high moment.
So
we were buying shit at that moment. We were like, what are we buying?
Oh, ping, ping, ping.
Right.
And I went slipping across the floor like a cartoon where you fly out off of a banana peel.
Yeah, like a banana peel moment.
My sacrum on the back of the bathtub.
I broke my coccyx. I know the pain. I broke it. It's horrible.
Stars. And, you know,
it's like the worst pain I've ever experienced.
Oh.
And it does that thing where it actually gets stronger the first few minutes afterwards, as opposed to like dying down.
Oh my God. And the best part is I didn't even know what I had done.
Oh. So
months go by.
So you didn't have the donut pillow. You didn't see anyone. You didn't.
My coccyx actually broke or fractured my L3 vertebrae.
Oh,
and it threw my entire body out of alignment. And I was like, okay, we're moving. I'm just super stressed out. I have so much going on. My psoas is really tight. I think this is just like some sort of, you know, metaphorical stress in my low back.
I love that you're just like super analyzing yourself, except for the obvious, like I might've broken my sacrum.
My back. Yeah. Like it didn't even occur to me. I guess because, which is weird, because I just told you how much I understood the shoulder injury. I think in my mind, I always thought, well, you break your back, you know, you're done.
Right. So you were like a refusal on like, I'm just going to shortcut that reality because that's not possible.
Like, oh, it's bruised. And then bruised went to like, oh man, it's just my, you know, it's my psoas. Oh, it's my,
I love that you call it the psoas. It's my iliacus pulling. My QL seems a bit inflamed.
Stretching my QL the whole
you're on that foam roller every day going, this
every
is
day.
Sorted out.
My
this
son's is sorted. Walking on my back and I'm making it 10 times worse until I'm like, God damn, it's aggravating me. It's aggravating me. And I go get this crazy massage at this Thai place and I'm like, walk on me, murder me.
Oh no, no.
I go to the emergency room that night because my back was so torqued that I essentially was so out of alignment, I herniated 3 discs. So that sent me to the emergency room and then I figured it out and I couldn't stand, could not stand up for 6 weeks, couldn't walk, couldn't anything. That is the
moment, right?
Come to Jesus, where I have never been so humbled and never been so scared. But what I can tell you is that when you are so out of control, first look for the success stories. Because yes, there are people that haven't been successful. There are 95% of the people that try to lose weight put it back on again because of psychological reasons, which is a different story. Right. But 5%, keep it off. It can be done. Choose right. to be the 5%. It can be done. You can heal. You can get better. There's new research every day. So study the success stories, not the horror stories.
From I love that. Cause you know, like I do that thing where I'm freaked out at midnight and I go onto like the forums my husband's like, you're an idiot. Like get off. And I'm like, I just want to see, cause by the way, the other horrible injury I had that I was saying I had two was I herniated 3 discs in my thoracic.
No one does that. You're the,
I know it's like a magic trick. It's a magic trick. Trampoline workouts. I was doing high intense. No, I'm an idiot. I'm a full blown 100% verified idiot. And I was doing these intense trampoline workouts with weights on my legs and weights on my arms. And I just jumped down one day.
Even the biomechanics of the ankle weights and the wrist weights are terrible. How did nobody say anything to you?
Because I'm surrounded by fellow crazy people in LA that were like, and you know, the best part is I was like, is good because it's low impact.
Oh my God.
And I saw this spinal surgeon
who's done what you did. Yeah. Never.
Feel free. I'm happy to
never even heard of it. I
do public appearances. Yeah. I pulled it off. So I know what you're talking in a different, I couldn't sit. I couldn't stand. Listen, 5 months later, it resolved itself and I didn't have to have surgery, but it was another moment where I was going on the forums and finding really bad answers for this.
Yeah. So do not do that.
Okay.
He's a great back guy. He's the arguably spine scientist. In my opinion, the most incredible guy in the space for it. His name is Stuart McGill. Canadian doctor. He has a resource. You can go to Amazon. It's got this book called The Back Mechanic. Now, mind you, it's a bit of a tough read. There are videos that go with it.
With it, that might be a little
A little less dense. It's much easier to follow. And what he shows you is movement patterns that illustrate arguably how you got the injury. Once you know that, what's aggravating the injury, and then subsequently how to start rehabbing the injury. He's the guy. That's what I know all about the hip capsule syndrome that you have. I mean, he's amazing. Now, obviously I would love for you to see, you know, the top doctors, but to be honest with you, he was better than the top doctors. He's incredible.
Okay. So you're saying let's focus on the 5%. Cause I like that. That feels much better than looking at the not success
stories. You need to read, right? You need to read Life Force by Tony Robbins. You need to read some blogs by Jillian
Michaels.
Who's of course
by Jillian Michaels.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you gotta continue to be a seeker, look for the positive. Second piece is what can you control? I got hyper focused on my nutrition. So I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get into breath work with Wim Hof. And I started doing
Wim Hof. Yeah.
Love him. I'm like,
I love him so much.
Yeah, because I can control it. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do that. And then I'm gonna get into, you know, nutrition. That I'm going to totally do a deep dive on my microbiome. I'm going to get crazy with this. Because
I love that you went into the microbiome.
Donuts, right? Right.
No, that's good though. Like lectins, microbiome. Did you come across Dr. Gundry or Dr. Long?
Okay, here's the thing about Gundry.
Okay, I feel like I just want to like pick your brain on all of this.
Years ago, when he had his first book come out, I loved it and thought it was awesome. The lectin thing is bullshit.
Okay, good. Because I've been avoiding nightshades
There's a really, really good study that I will send you that talks all about the quote anti-nutrients in the foods, the oxalates and the goitrogens and the lectins. And the reality, dude, is number one, when you cook the food, it's 99.9% of the time no longer an issue. Like beans get soaked and cooked. You're not eating raw beans.
Right.
And there's a whole extensive, like deep dive study that wipes that whole notion out. But even if you were to say, I don't buy it, right? I don't trust the study. Okay. I mean, let's look at the Blue Zones by Dan Buettner, right?
100% the Blue Zones.
What are they eating?
The Mediterranean diet.
Beans.
Yeah, they're not. There's that one commune in like Northern California. That's like only plant-based, like the perfect people, and they are living to 8,000 years old. And then there's like all the Mediterranean places that are just having like fish, veg, beans, like
you got it. Yep.
Clean stuff.
65% complex carbohydrates. And he's another guy that I was interviewing recently, and because he just came up with this cookbook. And so he was talking to me about this minestrone soup recipe. And he's like, the oldest siblings in the world literally eat this every single day. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm really cute.
Give it to me.
What do you think's in it? Tomatoes.
Right.
Legumes. I mean, come on, dude. So like, I think he's great. I respect him very much, but there's nothing, in fact, there's nothing wrong with legumes and cruciferous vegetables and spinach, because we could go down the line and it's like, this one has goitre genes in it. And this one,
right.
You can't do broccoli and you can't do right. cauliflower.
Totally.
Oh, hold on, wait, no, you can't do oxalate. You can't do spinach because it has oxalate. Wait, no, tomatoes. And it's like,
it's so confusing.
It's so confusing. It's nothing you need to, it's just not.
So what did you, when you went and nestled into the microbiomes, when you could only control food, what did you rest on for, like, what were you doing before the injury where you were like, nah, and what did you like control in that sphere?
I was way more chill about it, which I've moved back to. And what I mean by that is I prefer very common sense balanced approach to nutrition. So yeah, I eat good. Yeah, I don't overeat, but I will have. The other day, my fiance went to this gourmet Italian spot, and I don't know what the hell, pasta and the meat sauce. You know, it's like insane. I was not organic. We don't do it often. You know, with like processed flour. It wasn't quinoa pasta. So that's the kind of stuff I was like, yeah, you know, I ate good for breakfast and good for lunch. And my snack was fine. And my other couple of meals so far this week were good. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a couple slices of pizza. I'm going to have processed carbs and some chips. Right. And I do that like 20% of the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the right kind.
I mean, for me, I mean, sadly, I feel like it's probably more like a 50-50 situation. But like, I feel like the ultimate zone when I'm like really in a rhythm is like that, like, yeah, that 70-30 where I'm like eating clean.
Yeah.
I eat like normal, you know, it's like there's vegetables in my food and there's some protein, or sometimes there's not, like maybe it's not animal protein, maybe it's vegetable protein, but then there's like the pizza or the cupcake or the wine, you know, or all of it together. Do you know what I mean? And it's okay.
I know exactly. And I agree with you. And if, you know, if you're moving your body and you're getting your sleep and you're kind of balancing across the board, you will be just fine. With this though, because I couldn't even stand or walk.
Yeah, I mean, like how did you navigate the psychological bit with the pain?
Oh my God. Well, that is a whole separate conversation that so with the diet, I ended up just being perfect. Like wild caught salmon and pomegranate seeds and fermented foods and crazy high fiber oligosaccharides in every meal.
Ooh,
like,
yum.
I went down the crazy.
You were like
radical. Yeah. Not so.
You were like everyone's best friend at Air One.
Exactly. I'm
like, Jillian's here again today for the third time.
Well, I had to send my fiance because I couldn't get off the floor. But so she was scooping.
She's like, really? You want me to go get that again? You're like,
oh my
run
God.
Out. I've sprouted it. It's gone.
So I was able to hyper focus on my food, anti-inflammatory foods, breath work, acupuncture, the pain. I was such an asshole. And I honestly didn't even realize how much of an asshole I was, because I'd never had pain like this before. And, you know, my brother has back issues and I'm like, okay, I know you can't get out of bed. Okay, Greg. You know, my mom struggles with something called fibromyalgia. And
of course.
When I was a kid, like she literally could not get out of bed for weeks at a time. And
I
was like, all right, mom, you know, someone comes to you, they have an injury and you're like, how about swimming? I could not even begin to comprehend it. And drugs, right? I really hate being out of control. So for me, there's no drug that's going to addict me. There's just, I'm unfortunate that way.
Me too. Me too. And I'm married to a recovered drug addict. So it's like, chalk and cheese. It's not a place I like to be in control. I like knowing who I am, where I am, what. I don't like that feeling. And then that's the thing with injuries. You have to take stuff sometimes because it's so, but you don't want to. Do you know what I mean?
I would have taken anything. I mean, anything had it worked to make the pain stop. And it just nothing cut through the pain. And the night was the worst. It would go from like a 7 to a 10. And I would sob and not sleep and like ice and heat and crawl on the floor and writhe and nothing worked. And if you had handed me 10 Oxycontin and said, take this, it's going to work. You bet I would have.
Yeah.
I would have taken it and then some. I mean, I would have done anything because it just wears you down mentally to the point that you are just a shell of a human. And it has given me a far greater understanding and empathy for people who are in pain, who are living with pain, who have these kinds of issues. And that's why I was saying, you know, what am I going to do with this lesson? What am I going to do? And Tony Robbins wrote that book. I'm like, all right, he wrote the book. But I'm still not sure. And it's got to be free, right? Whatever it is has to be free, with the best experts. And I think it has to be about great information and access for people. But I've never in my life felt anything like it. And I was in that kind of pain for at least 8 weeks.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. The worst.
It's like a breaking point moment. That's a true, like, and then like, you know, like, and I'm sure, cause like, I just go back to my experience with it and even this hip. And I think like one thing, cause I was going to ask you in that process, like one thing that's really kind of weighed on me in this, like, and it's the same thing with me. Like I've had such empathy for my husband who's been through it, where I didn't understand. And he's like a drug addict. And do you know what I mean? And how could you go down, or how could anyone go down that path? And then you end up in chronic pain and you have a different light. And, or when I would go to the spine clinic and hear people talking about their third surgery and seeing them kind of frozen and locked in a position, you know, and you're just like, shit, they're people. God. And they didn't, and it's by accident. They didn't do, you know, they're not seeking this out. They didn't take drugs because they wanted them. They're living in a life in this prison and in their own body. And like, this is the only vehicle that you have. And this is fucking scary. And one thing that's been playing on me with the hip and the back is like, because I've got these young kids, is this real overriding guilt I've had too, because I can't be the mom that I want to be, you know, like I can't be active with them the same way. Or like, even like at the beginning of this hip capsule, I was like doing bath time or story time, you know, and just that pain of walking them to the park and not being able to do that. And how like kind of you almost shrink away from your life and the guilt that I feel.
Oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about. And you're like, she's going to like, cause my son was in LA with my ex, and the way the schedule worked, I was supposed to travel for half of October because of his school. So then I get him like, you know, the hall anyway, whatever. So I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to get, I can't fly. I can't move. I can't see him. I'm not going to see him for 2 months. And I was freaking out, sobbing hysterically. And my daughter was like, there's mom on the floor again. And it brought me back to my mom, right in bed, having fibromyalgia.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And
yeah.
I was like, fuck, she's never going to forget like
that visual
mom. Yeah. For months. And thank God now I'm like, all right, to be the one who's like, oh, my mom has this injury and she's a mess. Luckily, maybe it'll be something she pulls off.
you're like giving her cake in the moment, like positive association, like anything.
It was bad. Please. I knew exactly. I couldn't parent her at all. I couldn't care about her homework. I couldn't care about what was going on. I leaned on my fiance, because my daughter is based primarily with me. It was awful. I know exactly what you're talking about. And the only thing I can think is that it it teaches them that we're not perfect, that it's okay for them not to be perfect, to try to help and explain so they have an understanding. So when they go through something like it, but yeah, dude, it's just, it's less than ideal. I want to give you the whole silver lining and give it a meaning, but sometimes it just sucks.
But I mean, like, there's just the fact that you're sat here and you're in great health and you're not in that chronic pain and you're not on that brink is a beautiful example of, you know, you're talking about that 5%. Well, you're that 5% because you're sat here feeling great and you move and you're happy and you're living in Miami and your family's good. Do you know what I mean? Like all that stuff is good. How did you, like, when was the moment when you were at that edge? Cause like, I know exactly the pain and the feeling and the fear and the vulnerability. Like what was the like kind of seed of light? Like that moment when you started to feel like out of this edge, I'm shifting away from the brink and I'm starting to feel a glimmer, a whiff of myself, of hope, of sanity. Like what was, do you remember that moment and like how you kind of took that and sprung from it?
I made a really bizarre discovery. So I used to have two coffees a day. I love coffee.
I mean,
coffee
right
is
here,
my one,
that one
drug. Yep. Love it. Organic. I know exactly what I'm doing with it. I use it as a performance enhancer physically and for cognitive function. Love it. So I was always having that second cup of coffee. And then sometimes I was in so much pain and so out of it, I would kind of forget. And there were times where the pain would start at 6 p.m. And then other times where the pain wouldn't start until 10 p.m. And I was like, what the fuck? Why? Like, why am I getting so many more hours there? Because the nighttime was, like I said, just would go from like a 7 to a 10. And I made this discovery that some days I was having this crazy strong coffee with dirty coffee, right? With turmeric, matcha, Ceylon cinemon, some adaptogens. I'm obsessed with supplements.
I'm going to go to Miami. We're going to shut out the world. We're just going to workshop all of this. I'm super into supplements. I'm loving, you're going to have to send me the recipe for your dirty coffee. Cause that sounds
so gross. You put honey in it, actually, I put Manuka honey in it and Manuka. A little bit of oat milk and it's not so bad.
No, I'll take a dirty coffee. I mean, I've drunk those Chinese teas before in acupuncture. There's nothing more disgusting than that.
That's some nasty shit.
It can't be worse
right there.
It can't be worse.
No, it is not worse.
Okay. So you're making your dirty coffee. What time would you make the dirty coffee?
Here's what I discovered, that because I would get up in the morning, right? And the first thing I would do is have coffee. And then the day would get a little bit more pain-free. And I was like, wait a minute, is it this coffee that's like helping to manage my pain? Which I've read a few articles and a few studies that support it. And there's caffeine and Excedrin. But there's something about the caffeine that was the only thing that would mitigate the pain. So once I started having coffee, I would have one in the morning and then one at like 5:30.
Wow.
I could get all the way, like I could fall asleep at 10 and sleep till about 1:30. So I started being able to sleep a little bit and I felt like I had some control. And then the acupuncture started helping. And then I started working with Stu McGill, who
I'm also going to get the videos. I'm getting the videos because I think Stu's going to be, he's going to be dense. I'm going to get the videos.
Awesome. Yeah. You buy the book and they come with a code. You'll see it on there. So he helped me get out of acute pain. And what's ironic about that one is I was doing everything wrong. Cause you know, that type A, I got to do traction. I got to do that. And he's like, fucking nothing. You need to do nothing. You can barely lay on your stomach and all the nonsense on the web was all wrong, all bullshit. And when I ran a sports medicine facility and was doing rehabilitation, it was under the supervision of physical therapists, right? But those people had gotten out of the acute phase by the time they got to me. Right. So I'd never dealt with being in the acute phase.
In the acute phase, in the thick shit.
Well, you can't move. And so he helped me get out of that by literally doing nothing, discovering the coffee, starting to be able to sleep, and noticing gradual improvements of being able to stand, being able to walk 10 feet, you know, it being it like these little things where you're like, oh my God, I stood up, standing
right,
up.
Right, like micro massive victories.
Yes. And that was probably 8 weeks when that started to happen. And I was like, okay, all right, okay. You know, those little things were helping me maintain that positive outlook. And that's really where I started to honestly not feel like I was going to jump in front of a bus. But it took a minute, dude, for sure.
It takes a minute. It is, you know, I guess like the silver lining, I think, and I was going to ask you this too, is like, but yours is different because you know, you have this understanding of the body going into it. I feel like I've just thrown my body at every exercise, not knowing my body, thinking I'm doing the right thing, but like, which is like so ironic because it sucked, by the way, because I hated every minute of it. So it was, why did I do it? But I've definitely noticed that, and this is kind of now a push in that direction because I can't really do anything, that this is forcing me into
the restorative stuff.
Yeah. And like, yeah, like the breath work you were talking about. Like I tried for the first time last week, I tried this amazing healer. And I think it was like, I think it's called holotropic breathing is what it, and I'm not sure that is exactly what was happening, but it was basically a breath work session, you know, and like focusing on kind of the more holistic elements of wellness instead of kind of that surface layer of things that I always thought was wellness, which was, you know, cardio, weights, you know, maybe I'll throw in a 5-minute stretch or, you know, yeah, like I'll get to that meditation later. Fuck it. I don't want to do it. And now I kind of, the A-type part of me that wants to like force recovery is really struggling because I'm hitting these walls because I know I can't. Do you know? Yes. And it's been, but it's a blessing. I've got to look at the blessing of it because it is forcing
me. What you can micromanage. That's what you are. I get your personality. What do you want to get crazy about? And how can you do it safely? So is it, I'm going to do some insane challenge where I'm going to drink this much water every day. I'm going to take all my supplements every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, pick something.
That's what I've been doing. I started upping my water. I started because I'm shit at drinking water, Jillian, which is it's the biggest joke. It's like the easiest thing to do, the best thing for you. And like, I maybe have 3 sips. So I'm now doing like 3.6 liters. I'm peeing every 5 seconds.
Oh, it's the fine. Worst, isn't it? It's I know. Like,
oh, especially in COVID, by the way, because you're like, if you're out, I don't want to go in that bathroom, but I have to. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just gonna hover and hope for the best. Wear my mask and just like not get COVID from the public toilet. But like, it's like, it's trying to control what I can. But I like that. I want to deep dive into some of your stuff here. Like, I feel like, can you put? Because I was looking, your app, by the way, is so good. Oh my God. I have to say, I think it's the best fitness app I've ever seen. I feel like it was funny because the A-type personality in me was like, maybe I can do the booty band workout. Cause that's like resistance, right? No, don't worry. I looked at the work. I'm going to do
foam roller. You can do the recovery. You can do the walking program.
I did the Jamie McFadden walk.
Jamie self-care. Yeah. Jamie's self-care program. Jamie's program. There's a Just Walk 5K program in there.
I love that you have self-care in there. It's like the first app that's had self-care. It's like
Jim Donovan too, his sleep stuff in there.
Okay.
Especially the vagus nerve exercise before bed.
Oh, the vagus nerve. I'm really fascinated by the vagus nerve. Like that's a whole nother.
That's all the auditory stuff. So do the Jim Donovan stuff, the Jamie McFadden stuff, the walking, the foam rolling,
now, do
gentle
you have,
stretching, but not the hips right now. Dude.
No, I'm not doing any. And you know, the funny thing is like, because I'm hypermobile, I've never had a problem with my hips. I'm loosey goosey. So I've always done I've always done the butterfly with my knees are on the floor and I bend over like yoga. I always thought I was like super, you know, super hot shit because I could do everything. But meanwhile, I'm just dumping into my joints. Do you know what I mean? Awful.
See, this is the problem though. Here's what's so frustrating about this. And my dad said this to me about a work thing I was dealing with lawyers. And he's like, not all lawyers put their pants on the same way. And it's
I love
like
that.
Not all trainers put their pants on the same way. Like no yogi should be allowing you to dump into your joints. They should recognize that you're hypermobile and correct. That's the thing with the more extreme modalities of fitness is you don't have the luxury for a weekend warrior to be your coach. You don't.
Exactly.
And no.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That's where...
And you're trusting that said person A or said person B, who might have only done a 48-hour training session.
Oh, my God.
Certified.
Yeah.
And you you put your trust in them like you would your OBGYN or your GP. And I have now realized that all the things I was doing was truly a recipe for disaster, and that like I have to be in control of it in a way where it's got to be small, it's got to be subtle. I've got to make sure that whoever I can't do those, it's like even with Pilates, it's like power Pilates. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, no, it's all that like small, like geriatric working out that actually is the good stuff that I need to do eventually, not the
you
45.
Need corrective X too. You need a corrective X specialist. You're in LA. There's a guy named Brandon Bowles out there who's fantastic. Brandon Bowles, V-O-L-Z. You can find him on Instagram. It's Brandon V-O-L-Z X. Brandon Bowles X. He's easy on the eyes too. So there's that.
I mean, I'm no problem.
I mean, I know you're
that.
Married, but just
No, it's okay. My husband's out of town.
There you go.
By the way, you can look, not touch, right? That's a thing.
Exactly.
So poor Rob's listening to this, like literally either punching the screen or throwing up. Okay. I don't know. If you've listened to this podcast, then you realize that we could go on for like 800 hours, that Jillian is one of the most fascinating people to talk to. And that I have a total, whatever a she-man says, I'm like the heart emojis, as I said, I've enjoyed every fucking minute of this talk. And I just want to thank you, Jillian Michaels, for joining this podcast and sharing your wisdom and your surrender with us, because I have loved every minute of it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. You got to come on my podcast next time when you're in Miami. You know where to find me. Postcards from the Edge.
If you enjoyed this episode, please, please subscribe. I mean, it's actually begging. Rate us, review us, all the 5 stars, all the bells and whistles, please, wherever you find your podcasts. Seriously, desperate for a good review.
Also, if you want to get in touch, you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Ida Field Williams, so please let us know what you think of the podcast and even who you might like to have on as a guest. You never know, we might actually be able to make it happen. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Postcards from the Edge is a Blueprint Pods production. Executive producer Sophie Palak and producer Warren Borg. Postcards from the Edge.